This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Surprise, 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 Sergeant.
As Gomer Powell would say, White House fence jumper was on psychiatric drugs. Jerry S. Murphy told CNN his former stepfather, Omar J. Gonzalez, had served 3 tours in Iraq and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and paranoia, which his base psychiatrist was treating with medication. Boom! Infowars.com right now. Not hard to guess that. And the other guy dressed up in a Pokemon outfit with a Pokemon doll, a Pikachu, little yellow creature, popped up on him as well, of course. Gee, that person is walking down the street waving a gun for no reason, naked. They're on psychotropics. Gee, that person just sliced their kid's arms off with a hatchet. They're on psychotropics. Gee, that person just went to school and shot a bunch of people. I bet they're going to be on psychotropics. Why 99%+ of the time, because I can hardly find any cases out of hundreds and hundreds where it wasn't the case, where they weren't on them. Because the inserts of the drugs say it can put you into a complete fantasy land. And you mix psychotropics with stuff like Xanax, oh, you're really in cuckoo land now. I mean, are there crazy people that are so nuts you can give them drugs and it makes them better? Yeah! I have no doubt those drugs don't help some people. But statistically, they are time bombs, and they're very bad for your liver, very bad for your body. Have you read those side effects? I got a friend who's been on Paxil for 15 years, and they admit he's got all these health problems and vitiligo, you know, that thing where you look like you're vampire. Michael Jackson had it, and the doctor said, no, the Paxil did it. And guess what? He can't go off of it. He's totally depressed if he goes off of it. Ryan in Alabama, you go ahead and finish up this short segment with your question or comment.
Yes, thanks. It's funny that you bring that up, Alex. It's like you read my mind, because the first thing they pulled out of that guy's car that killed all those people this morning was half a bottle of Xanax and half a bottle of Prozac.
I didn't even see it. Guys, look up shooting in Alabama today. So they admitted that, well, thank God, usually the cops are told to shut up. The cops openly said we found drugs?
No. You will not hear about this. I have, being a former drug addict, of course, I have friends in the police department down there, and that was what he told me. They pulled half a bottle of Prozac and half a bottle of Xanax out of this guy's car.
You're kidding.
After he killed 3 people and then himself.
You know, that's crazy. You called in about the shooting. I didn't know you were about to talk about drugs. And you're saying, I wish your police source off record would call me so I could confirm that, so that we could then say police sources, because that is so important.
I'll try to make that happen.
Wow, so your friend who was in the police department, what did they tell you?
They said they found his car parked down the parking lot a ways. First thing, they opened it up, pack of cigarettes. Second thing, half a bottle of Prozac. Third thing, half a bottle of Xanax. And no doubt, it was a major contributor. I mean,
oh yeah,
happens every day. But
I'll tell you, Xanax is even worse than the Prozac family. Because I read the news every day, so I see it. That Xanax will literally put people in a complete trance where they don't even know who they are, and then they'll just pick their gun up and just go shoot somebody. Really sad.
Yep. It cost 4 people their lives this morning, I'm sorry to say.
Well, we're going to look into it. Thank you for the tip. Good to hear from you. All right, when I come back, start your engines. Aaron, Rambo, Damien, Steve, and others. I'd like to specifically hear from some of the callers when I give the number out, even though these other callers are interesting. What do you think about Obama launching this war without congressional authorization? What do you think about all the other news I've been mentioning, the FBI gagging state and local police, saying don't tell people we put up illegal cell towers and steal their data. Since when are our local police ordered to commit crime by the FBI?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, the Committee to Protect Journalists, that usually has to fight countries like Iran and North Korea, writes an open letter to Obama demanding better media protection from him. That's in the Associated Press. Also, feds lack the data to determine how well key Obamacare provisions are working. Oh, they're working quite well. Also, we're going to be breaking down FBI gag state and local police on capabilities of cell phone spy gear. That's in the Guardian. It's also coming out in the Washington Post. It's also being reported on that 11 million illegals are being given free Obamacare when basically no one else is. It's only an incentive to get poor populations here. And there's another report out that huge new waves of destitute immigrants are now set to start flooding the United States. And that's what I've been saying all along. Just wait until this wave gets here and is given amnesty. They're not even having immigration hearings for at least 3 years. Some have been set for 5 years out. That's de facto amnesty. Just wait now to the next wave hits, and then the next wave, and the next wave, and the next wave. And they're only there to do one thing. Vote to take those guns. Vote for North American Union. And that was in the news yesterday. 90%+ of the illegals are going to vote for the Democrats. Republicans' answer is to say, we'll legalize you. No, that's not going to work either. Now, can I go to Mexico and get freebies? No. If I get caught doing something illegal in Mexico, I'll be held like that Marine for years. Tortured. And no one will complain. No one will say it's racist. No, no. Only America has to go along with all this. So that's coming up as well. Google is severing ties with conservative group over climate change. Microsoft has as well. Yeah, Google wouldn't let us sell on their Google shopping cart, even though they approached us about doing a cart years ago. The Obama deception, they suspended it. And they said, it's racist. You can't criticize a black man. That's right, if it's our Lord and Savior, Obama, to quote Jamie Foxx. Because I'm not calling him Lord and Savior. That would be blasphemous. I'm quoting Jamie Foxx. But Peter Thiel, the billionaire tech entrepreneur, is on a mission to cheat death. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But now, let's go to your calls. Aaron in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I've been listening since 2006. You were the first to wake me up. This is the first time I've ever been able to call. So, going back to the last caller for a second, you know, in 2006, I didn't see anybody wearing any sort of, you know, revolutionary libertarian shirts at all. I actually had one made on the front that said, turn off the TV and read, and on the back it said, welcome to the New World Order. But, I was wondering, I'm actually wearing a, Mo Alabe shirt right now. I was wondering if Liam McAdoo would, approach me. But,
that's a good one. What I'm saying is that when you wear liberty-based attire, you will meet like-minded people, and that will let you form a community in your area.
Right. The main reason I called is about this plane being shot down over Israel, and I haven't really heard much about it at all on the TV this morning.
Well, it was shot down in the edge of Israeli airspace, they claim, and Israel has been giving support, people that run Israel, to ISIS there over the Golan Heights. That's been in the Jerusalem Post. And just like I'm angry that our government's doing it or anybody else is doing it, I'm upset that Israel's doing that. And now even AP reports that the jet was bombing al-Qaeda forces, and Israel's response was to shoot it down. And Israel's been supplying ambulance and medical field support there in the Golan Heights to the jihadis, just like Turkey's been doing that bordering. It's like Israel, Turkey, the United States, France, England, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. They're all ganged up on Syria who didn't do anything. And in my book, you don't gang up on a country who hadn't done anything to bring them down. And then say, well, al-Qaeda's evil, but we're going to let them take over. Because, you know, they're better than Assad. No, they're not. It's immoral to start fights. It's immoral to do this. And it shows what we've turned into. Aaron, thank you for the call. Rambo in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Great show so far. I'm originally from Morocco, but live here in the States, but been back and forth between here in North Africa for the past few years. And I think it's obvious for people, if they want to know how this plays out in Syria, I believe it's Libya 2.0. I mean, we've openly seen what happened in Libya when you murder and remove a sovereign dictator.
The goal was destabilization. It's now a failed state. They now get to loot all the infrastructure. There's now no electricity. Tens of thousands die every 6 months. And they admit it's, quote, 10 times worse, was the Washington Post article I saw a few months ago there, than it was. And that Obama screwed up. No, they didn't screw up. The plan is bring these continents down. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. And just two more quick points. Basically, I mean, it's not publicized, but it's pretty well known that Fifth Group, since prior to 2001, actually, but especially after 2001, Fifth Group has, you know, establishing AFRICOM and the rest of it. In the southern part of these countries, Morocco, Algeria, Tunis, Libya, Egypt, and the southern less densely populated areas, they've been setting up these groups for years. For 4 years. You never hear about Moroccan training groups, but they're down there in the Western Sahara doing what they got to do. And just one more quick point. Actually, last August, in the 16th and 17th, I was up in Chicago. I just wanted to get your point on this. I actually got a chance to speak to Louis Farrakhan for about 5-6 minutes. And we were talking about Libya. And I actually, you know, just brought up your breakdown of Libya, which I echo. I agree completely with your breakdown. And his response was extremely positive and actually mentioned that they break down a number of your clips and their little meetings that they have in the mornings. That have you ever thought about getting Louis Farrakhan on the show? And I'll get off down here.
We've contacted Louis Farrakhan and his people, and they said that they're aware of our work and they agree with a lot of it, and that he might think about someday coming on the show. I know he's a very polarizing figure. A lot of people have demonized him. I don't agree with some of his statements, but a lot of it is meant to be brash to get people's attention. He agreed with me on Piers Morgan and is against having our guns taken. So Farrakhan has made statements about the show before. The Nation of Islam exposes vaccines. They say blacks should spend their money in their neighborhoods and build their own society. I agree with that. I don't think you should add the statement, you know, that the Arabs and the Asians are in their, you know, blood sucking off of them. I mean, if somebody doesn't build a business, people don't shop at black businesses, then you know, that's their fault. I do know that. But listen, it's not just the Nation of Islam that watches this show and listens. It's the Japanese government. It's the Russian government. It's our government. I'm not bragging. It's true that we're the number one show in the U.S. military, hands down. And it's not just the content, because the military listens and goes, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. Other shows dumb down their content. It's not that I'm even that smart or good. It's that I raise our content to the level partway towards the military level. People go, oh, yeah, military intelligence. Ha, 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 they're a bunch of idiots. No, they're not. The military, the non-commissioned officers, the officers. Does anybody have any idea how complex, sophisticated, how hardworking those people are? It's just unbelievable. That's why the system is so scared of them, because they know they can hear a show like this and understand it. That's why police, despite all their problems with the system trying to twist them, are natural allies of the liberty movement, because they're uncompartmentalized, because they're where the rubber meets the road. They're seeing it all. So they hear a show like this, it clicks just like that, because they may disagree on this point or that point, but at the end of the day, they know they're getting something more sophisticated and closer to reality than you're getting anywhere else. Because we really study. We really try to know what's happening. Anybody could do this, okay? But you got to do it for 20 years. It's the long-term knowledge base that matters. And so, I mean, I know that the Police Secret Society out in L.A. listens to the show. I know that the Masons listen to the show. I know, because we know what we're talking about. And that's why people want to take us down. It's why so many people don't like us, is because we do have the ear of people in major corporations and people in the government. I was at an event giving a speech Saturday, KC Research, and there were, I was going, I know that guy from TV. I know that person. There were former senators there. There were heads of oil companies there. And the conversations, they wanted me to go play poker with them, but I was too tired afterwards at a private party. But I was sitting there, and I'm not name-dropping, folks. It's just that I don't ever even get out in society. I mean, I was at an event, the speaker right before, right after T. Boone Pickens, and I was invited to all those events and meetings in Dallas, and I didn't even go to the cocktail parties after that, because at a certain point, I mean, I can't sit around with a bunch of oil men. Or at least I thought I couldn't. I was sitting around with these oil men, and they knew more about stuff than I did. They were telling me about CIA operations, naval intelligence stuff they'd done when they were 25. They were telling me about 9/11 being an inside job. And these are people I knew were friends with George W. Bush. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at people, and I'm like, wait a minute. What? Yeah, let's go play poker. And they were like, no, we know it's true. They're all concerned. They're all getting ready to leave, folks. They're building bases in Chile with underground facilities 200 miles from any town. That's what this meeting was. See, I always keep the most fantastic to last. They've already got it up and running. golf courses and beautiful facilities on top, underground bunkers below. They're like, come with us to the bunker. Meanwhile, I have to sit here and try to convince the public I'm not making this stuff up. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears. Your address, your shoes fight, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your detail, your life. Your children, your photos, your home. Here,
take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit.
Got the billionaires, the rich people, they're buying gold bars, cash, and moving to armored redoubts in the middle of nowhere all over the globe. And making deals with local governments to protect them. Meanwhile, here back in America in the West, government's building bunkers, buying armored vehicles, helicopters, drones, and preparing for civil war. While the communists and the socialists, run by a very small select group of mega capital that's tax exempt, are trying to start civil wars in the West, especially in the United States, between the police and the public. And then they'll use the crisis of the Civil War to bring in total draconian control. Al-Qaeda menacing the West is just a pretext to get the stuff in place for the Civil War. And we continue to tell you exactly what's going to transpire. Just like we said a few years ago, then the Al-Qaeda forces will have their name changed. I don't know how we even knew they would do that. It just made sense to confuse everybody. And then they would start attacking the West. And then that would be used to take our freedoms. This is not rocket science. It's just the public's never thought like a Machiavellian manipulator. And people that are awake go, but it doesn't make sense. It's so obvious. That's because you're awake. It's like saying to a person who's awake, well, I couldn't walk right up and slap you in the face. But if somebody's asleep, you can. If someone's asleep, they're asleep. They don't see a brown recluse climb up on the bed and come over and bite them. If I'm awake and a brown recluse comes walking right over to my hand, this has happened to me before in my house, out in the woods, that's a brown recluse. That sucker's got a fiddle on its back. Well, I'm going to smash it. Get a piece of paper. Look at that, kids. That's a brown recluse. Because I'm awake. I'm looking around. I don't go out to some old farmhouse or something that I hadn't been at in 6 months and just climb into a bed that's in there. I check in there to see if there's spiders in there. And guess what? A lot of times there is. See, they call that being a conspiracy theorist. Not trusting big government. Not trusting black uniforms. Not trusting open surveillance. That's like going in a farmhouse and not trusting a bed that nobody's been in 6 months. Or shoes you hadn't put on in a year. I can't tell you how many times there's been a millipede or a spider or a scorpion in my boots growing up in Texas. Let me tell you, I was about 4 years old and watched one of my buddy's dads, Tim Baxter, stick his foot in the boot when we got out of the RV in the morning hunting. And there was a spider and a scorpion in the shoe. And they both bit him. He got bit, got one out. Oh, my, this is terrible. Put stuff on it, stuck his foot back in, and got hit by the wolf spider. I said I'd take calls, and I'm digressing into stories. Not trusting a big tyrannical government is like not sticking your hand down rattlesnake holes in Arizona. That's all we're saying here is, whoa, historically, we know what this means. We know where this goes. And then billionaires and 100 millionaires and elites have been fleeing the West for about 6 years. And they're just sitting back waiting for it to blow. I told the story about running into John Wayne's family who were moving out of Wimberley about 4 years ago. Moving to Costa Rica because of the new tax laws coming in. But more than that, the elite have all given the word that they are going to screw this country over royal. And that's some valuable information, I think, for all of you to have out there. Remember about 2 years ago, they asked Ashton Kutcher, or however you say his name, what he was doing. And he said, I'm exercising and training and preparing for collapse. Now, I don't know if collapse is imminent or whether it's even inevitable. But the preponderance of everything is leaning towards that, and the derivatives and other things are untenable. So I don't know where it's all going exactly, but it's not good. But we're not being negative. We're admitting the problems that we've got so we can have a soft landing. I'm going to go right to Damien and to Steve and to John and Mick. Mick is back from Australia. I'm going to go to Mick first. He called back in. Mick, you're up next. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The very cutting edge of hardcore news and analysis, brought to you by Stuttering Texan. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Don't forget, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to run through some more of your calls, then I'm going to get into some of the news. White House fence jumper on psychiatric drugs was on. Psychiatric drugs. Ebola efforts in a state of complete chaos. Special report we're going to be airing. Pentagon cites a new terror threat as ISIS war gets underway and as ISIS says they will now attack America. That wasn't hard to predict. And no politician will get in trouble, I guess, when they come right across the border and do it or fly in. No, we'll just lose more freedoms, and they'll call the politicians heroes that funded ISIS. That's what a zombie population gets, I guess. Obama ignores Constitution again to launch Syria attack with no legal basis, Paul Joseph Watson's article. A detailed RT report with video of what happened with the bombing in Syria. And we're also going to get into a whole bunch of other stories that have been breaking up there on the site as well. Like, remind me, guys, to cover the Peter Thiel piece from Endgame. That is absolutely essential to get that done. Now, before I go any further to your phone calls, I believe in symbiotic relationships. I believe in win-win. What's that, a rhythmic song? Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Well, no, not me. I like to give pleasure and to receive pleasure. I like to give hospitality and receive hospitality. I like to give knowledge. I like to receive knowledge. That's how the universe is supposed to work. And I always thought everybody else was like me. No, a lot of people, not a majority, but a large minority, think it's cool to cheat people and cool to get ahead running scams. Long term, that doesn't ever work. Plus, it's not fulfilling. My dad would always tell me, son, there are people that would rather kill you for a dollar than make $1 million with you. There are people that would rather steal a dollar from you than make $1,000 with you. And I'd say, really? Now, a lot of it is because they never had success doing things the honorable way, so they don't believe it exists. They believe dishonor and treachery is the ether in which they have success, is the atmosphere in which they live, is the sustenance of their very being. But when I promote something, it's not just because it brings money in here and funds my operation, which is the key to what I want to do. I want to wake people up. I want to expose tyranny. I want people to know that the vaccines don't protect them most of the time and are filled with all sorts of horrible stuff and have horrible side effects. And in many cases, things are added on purpose to reduce your fertility or give you cancer down the road. And that's all been declassified. So for heaven's sakes, please look it up. But in a win-win, I want to, but see, a win-win doesn't just do the right thing morally. It also ends up making you more money because people then come back and buy more products from you because they're the best. It's like the Ford Raptor came out 6 years ago, won all these big desert Sahara races. And so then everybody wanted them. They started becoming commercially available 5 years ago. I got one almost 3 years ago. And now they're everywhere because they were the best truck. Now Chevy's coming out with one, the Recon. They're saying it'll be even better for off-road and stuff. See, produce quality, produce the best, then everyone will want it. If it's affordable, especially. Like a souped-up Ford F-150, that's all it is. It's great to pull a boat up a mountain. It's great to be able to drive up incredible inclines. And believe me, I mean, I grew up with my dad with Land Cruisers and stuff. It's and Jeeps, you name it. Raptor is amazing. But I'm not doing a Ford plug here, that they're not a sponsor, though they should be. The product's so good, they don't need to even advertise it, see? That's the same thing. I went to experts, top formulators, and I said, I want the best system to flush out the guts. I want the best iodine. I can't take this other stuff. I want the best male and female vitality, cold press, concentrated, the strongest thing out there that's the safest, that doesn't mimic testosterone, but that gets the body to release it. I want the best. And we go to these major, even respected big, you know, formulators and companies that are out there, and we say to them, yeah, we're going to put this much ingredients in these eye pills. And they go, really? That's about three times what anybody else has ever done. You know, it's an expensive formula. If it costs you $6 a bottle and you sell it for $30, you know, you're going to spend $14 a bottle and sell it for $30? Okay. That's new in the industry. Oh, you're going to spend $17, $18 on a bottle of something and sell it for $40? That's new. You're going to spend $60-something dollars on something and sell it for $130? That's new. See, that's shaking up the entire nutraceutical system. I can't even believe, just from a business standpoint, you'd want to sell lower the highest quality to dominate the market. But just my instinct to want to give people a good deal while also funding our operation, it has a decent markup in there. We're free market. It's just amazing how the average person has no business sense, nothing, even business people. It's amazing. And so this isn't even a plug for products here so much as it is about my philosophy. I love telling people the truth. I love trying to figure out what's really going on. I love being accurate. I love having freedom. And that's what I want back, so that's what I give out. So when you get a ProPure G2 or the clearly filtered filters, from my research, they're the best gravity-fed filters out there. We have the third-party top labs, the testing to show it, side-by-side, destroys the competition, clearly filtered, ProPure G2s, discounted 10% promo code WATER. It's the lowest price out there. Highest quality, lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find the supplements, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And for a limited time, when you get any of the ProPure G2 systems or any other systems, you get, what is it, 10 free? I forget the exact offer. Click on that. 2 + 2 = 4, InfoWars.com bumper stickers. And this is the type of, it's 10 free, my memory serves. 10 free InfoWars, 2 + 2 = 4, InfoWars.com bumper stickers that are guaranteed on your lunchbox or on your book bag or on your car. People will ask you, what does that mean? Well, people ask, what does the answer to 1984 = 1776 mean? It means the answer to 1984 is 1776. It means the 1984 dystopia, the answer to it is 1776. What's hard to understand about that? We got little Minutemen card decals, little happy smiley face patriot with a rifle. You know, I saw this morning driving into work, not one, not two, but three, and I haven't seen this in a while, pickup trucks with rifles. One was a shotgun, one was an AR-15, one was a deer rifle. It was like a Remington 700, synthetic black stock, driving down Mopac. And I thought that was just beautiful because just 20, 30 years ago, you saw that everywhere, but people would call the cops, so the cops would come and pull you over and harass you, so you wouldn't do it. But now, because of open carry, they're trying to act like guns are illegal, create that perception so they can then ban them. No, we're openly marching to the Alamo when the police say they'll arrest us, when their law is in violation of state law, and they back down because they knew what they were doing was wrong. That was a civil rights march for everybody. Not to hate the police. They're implementing a criminal city council's operation deep in the heart of Texas, and we're not putting up with it. And they had women all over the state of Texas. I saw it in the paper. March yesterday. I saw that all over the state of Texas, Houston, San Antonio, you name it, women marched with their guns. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Damien in Arizona, thanks for holding.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I'd like to address the whole ISIS and caliphate thing in terms of Joe Farah of World Net Daily. You know how they always said terrorism is a tactic and you can't beat a verb or, you know, a noun or whatever. So now, I mean, conveniently, they name it a state. So it's a terrorist state. So now they actually have a geopolitical reason to specifically attack it as a physical entity. So I think it's a little bit of a coup in their PR department.
And then they can say that the Islamic State has gone to any country they want to attack.
Exactly. So now it's an actual, it's a literal boogeyman. Before, you know, terrorism is like, you know, some nebulous, arbitrary thing. Now it's a physical thing. But I'd like to address Joe Farah. I love his site on a lot of the stuff, but your initial instinct, I believe, is right. There's a reason why I always end up coming back to your site, because there are people who specialize in, you know, minutia of, like, domestic or foreign issues, but you do a very good meta. And partly, as much as I love his geopolitical acumen, the guy, when it comes to economics, he's, you know, frankly, a commie. I mean, let's face it. He's a Hamiltonian American school, specifically, but he's a, you know, he still likes to say. But when it comes to Joe Farah, I love all this stuff in terms of domestic stuff, but this whole caliphate thing is really overblown because, you know, the New World Order uses this as a tool. So just because they
say, absolutely. Oh, they have wound up the caliphate. I'm just saying it was WorldNet Daily that I saw first talking about it.
But the thing is, I think WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, I love the guy, but he's a Lebanese-Syrian Christian. I lived and worked in Lebanon for a little bit, so I'm kind of familiar with the Maronite Christian traditions, and I am also aware with American-Lebanese Christian communities' view of that entire world. The whole caliphate thing, this is a problem. I mean, and a lot of the guys on the WorldNet Daily side, they're always about, it's all about communism, it's all about socialism. And you, who study all this stuff with the whole New World Order, you understand the meta, that they only use that as a tool. So just because ISIS and CIA, you know, or New World Order, you know, Intel creation, paint the entire, you know, map with their photo, I mean, with their flag on it, doesn't make it so, you know? I mean, just because they say, oh, yeah, we're going to take over the entire world, ooh, booga booga, you know what I mean?
I agree with you. The narrative here, and what's important to understand is, the truth narrative versus their fraud narrative, their deception narrative, is that now their narrative is wearing thin, and people are going, wait a minute, we're going to arm ISIS to then bomb ISIS? And more prominent people are speaking out against it. I appreciate your call. I want to go to Mick in Australia here in just a moment. But if you look at what they're doing in the Middle East, notice that Egypt has been quietly for the last few months been bombing al-Qaeda ISIS strongholds in Libya. And our government has been trying to overthrow that government because it's secular. They got rid of the dictator, but it's still the military. And I'm not defending a military coup, but strongmen is all that tend to work in the Middle East these days. And the military doesn't let them chop the Christians' heads off. And you can go be a tourist there, and you can have a job there and have some decent freedom there compared to being under Islamic State light, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. And so I've just learned the players on what's happening here. So you've got Egypt bombing al-Qaeda, and you've got Syria bombing al-Qaeda, and then Israel shoots down today the Syrian fighter bomber that was bombing al-Qaeda. And then there are folks out there that literally worship Israel. And whatever the politician running Israel says, they would, you know, decry some Jew in Israel that didn't totally agree with the prime minister over there or their leaders. And it just becomes really one-dimensional and mindless. When I'm like, hey, Israel shouldn't be supporting ISIS. Neither should Turkey. Neither should England. Neither should the U.S. It's like, why don't you like Israel? I'm allowed to have my opinion and say that I don't think funding al-Qaeda is good. You've got Egypt and the United Arab Emirates that are bombing, and then you've got other countries that aren't liking it in the area. I mean, I think Egypt's doing the right thing bombing these people. And they're not starting to fight. They know this group's already been attacking them inside Egypt. Let's go to Mick. Mick, I forgot you were there again from Australia. I appreciate you trying to get back in and get on air. So from Australia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I want to talk about, the effect of ISIS being such a pawn used by our governments in Australia. We've had our Prime Minister make some rather provocative and, very scary remarks in the last couple of days.
Yes.
To the effect of, regrettably, for some time, the delicate balance between freedom and security may have to shift. I mean, that sounds to me a la Nigel Farage, which has come up just recently as well. So, but they're looking at changing our laws basically to these new anti-terror laws or legislations.
As if they haven't already taken enough of your liberties in Australia. And I, too, am deeply concerned about the liberty leader of Europe, Nigel Farage, coming out and saying, I'm sad to say, we're going to give up liberty for security, the opposite of Benjamin Franklin. And then now your leaders are saying that. They've been told, get in line and go along with this, when our own governments literally help create these groups. It's just sickening.
Exactly, Alex. It's just ridiculous.
You know who's not saying it? Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, no. Rand Paul's, I think he's an excellent statesman.
Well, you can score political points like Farage has done and like your leader's done. And you know, I like some of the stuff your new leader's doing, you know, getting rid of carbon taxes and stuff. But it's easy political points to score to say, yeah, we're going to take out ISIS, got to take a few of your liberties to do it, but that's what we're going to do. It's all baloney. Where do you think it's going?
Well, I think it's going to a police state worldwide, to be quite honest. And I think people are just going to take as much as, you know, I mean, people don't seem to get it until it's happening to them directly. So, yeah, I can see them pushing for a militarized police state worldwide.
It's standardized worldwide because the New World Order is standardized. It's global. But the Liberty Movement's global. You're evidence of that. Calling from Australia, Mick. Thank you so much for holding to get on. All right, Steve, John, Eric, Richard, your calls are coming up. Then a bunch of special reports.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My friends, you are the resistance. Third hour is coming up. I'm going to finish up with calls in this segment and a little short next segment. Then I've got a piece dealing with the singularity from my 2007 film Endgame that dovetails with this headline, Peter Thiel, the billionaire tech entrepreneur on a mission to cheat death. That's coming up at about 8 after next hour. Then Ebola chaos, a new report just filed by John Bound. We're going to premiere here. And then we have an expanded, we did a piece last week, it was about 4 minutes long, on Ebola, tying it into 12 Monkeys and into films like V for Vendetta. We've now expanded it up 7 minutes with the invasion of Africa, with the whole smokescreen that's happening there of Ebola. And then we're going to tie that in, we have time before our guest joins us, to Joe Biggs' special report, Africa Smokescreen. So this and more today. Right now, let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I've been listening to you via shortwave radio for many, many years. And I thought today I would comment on the Syrian situation. When President Obama ordered airstrikes on Syrian soil, he unilaterally declared war against Syria, which is a direct violation of the War Powers Act, and this is a high crime in which Congress should vote to impeach him, and so should the Senate. And further, I think they should censor him so that the American people will no longer hear a Chicago used salesman oral masturbator. It's time stuff has got to go. He's doing anything he wants, and he can do it with fiat.
That's right. He's already legalized the illegals by fiat and then said, oh, but he hasn't. He's already bringing in the carbon taxes without congressional approval. And Paul Watson wrote the article this morning. It's clear in the Constitution, and we quote it, Obama ignores Congress again to launch Syria attack with no legal basis. President commits impeachable offense. And he's attacking a sovereign country, claiming he's attacking a group that's attacking that country, and saying that if Syria shoots back, he'll bomb them. I mean, it is just so wild. And if he gets away with it, he'll do more. In fact, Congressman Justin Amash is quoted in there saying it's irresponsible and immoral that instead of debating and voting on war, congressional leaders chose to recess Congress for nearly 2 months. Yeah, they abdicated their responsibility. But that's a great point. We just sit here watching the imperial presidency. Even Jonathan Turley, who's a big liberal, says Obama has done about 3 times what Bush did, unconstitutional. And Bush broke records because the power structure is sick of the Constitution. It wants to do whatever it wants to. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I say, it's government out of control. And, you know, this ISIS situation is very much similar to what Fabius did against Hannibal. They used this asymmetrical warfare and the guerrilla tactics, and they eventually wore down Hannibal, and it's the same thing that the Fabian socialists do here in this country, too. And the only way you can defeat asymmetrical warfare is with asymmetrical warfare. And the thing of it is, I just wonder how many Arab Americans are in our armed forces. I think they should be used for this guerrilla asymmetrical warfare to defeat ISIS.
Well, obviously, but they're not going to let them do that because it's all a fake war on ISIS. A smokescreen to give them weapons to take out Assad. They're going to blow up a few tanks here, a few armored vehicles there, a few Toyota trucks here. It's just total mind war against us. And it's so sophisticated because it's so over the top. Sometimes the simplest lie is the best. You just repeat it long enough, as Hitler said, or Joseph Goebbels actually said at the big lie speech. That was his minister of propaganda. All right, third hour, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. Just want to make sure the globalists get my name straight. I want to have my name you're right there on the clock.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are
are assaulting us.
Targeting our patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at Infowars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can fail it.